But as you may have heard in the news, there's been flooding in KZN, and you've heard about Margate in the Cape South Coast. But also there's been not just infrastructure damage, there's been people, lives have been lost as well. So let's get an update on that issue with Siboniso Mgadi, who is the spokesperson for the KZN Department of Corporate Governance and Traditional Affairs. Appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon to you and good afternoon to the listeners.
Thank you. Right, give us an update first regard the state of play regarding the flooding in KZN.
Yeah, well, so far we've confirmed five people that have passed away. As government, we've been on the ground since yesterday. Today, two other MECs, MEC for Economic Development and Tourism, MEC, Siboniso Duma, also in the area, just to assess how are they going to assist the businesses and the infrastructure that has been affected there. You recall that five of the beaches under Rangoon Municipality remain closed. We know that the South Coast is a tourism hub for the province, and it's quite worrying also if you have facilities such as beaches closed. As a precautionary measure, though, the municipality will closely monitor the situation and come by the weekend, there are chances that they will be reopened for the public. But we are also assisting the families that have lost their properties, their valuables, providing the disaster relief. We are working together with the fire department, as I mentioned earlier on, that two MECs are already there to provide the necessary support from their department, SASA and Home Affairs, Department of Health. They are also with us to assist the people that are in distress.
Mm. Do we know much about the five people who've died? I mean, you know, who are they and the circumstances leading to their death?
Yeah, well, the three of them were in one car that was swept away. It was the mother, the father, and the kid that was unfortunately washed away their car, and they were declared dead. And the other person was struck by lightning, while the other one was he fell from the roof. He was trying to stop the water that were gushing through the roof, and then unfortunately he fell and passed away. We send our sincere condolences to all the families. KZN Premier Nomusa Dube Ncube also joined in and expressed the condolences on behalf of the provincial government and reassured the community that government and various departments will visit the area to offer the necessary support that we do as government and the provincial management. Disaster center.
Mm. And so, I mean, that alone is really, really sad, and condolences to the families. Again, it just shows you how, you know, we as people, particularly I think in the rural communities, are so vulnerable to the impact of climate change, and in this case here, flooding, and how in a matter of minutes it literally changes the circumstances of families, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they are quite vulnerable. As a Department of Culture, we are rolling out quite a number of campaigns. Last week, we had a massive prayer in the area of Peter Maritzburg, where we're creating awareness and also praying it, because as a province, we have experienced quite a number of devastation throughout this rainy season. But also, we've noted that April is becoming a notorious for such rain and disasters. If you come back to 2 or 3 years back, we've responded to quite a number of devastation. But what we are doing, we are creating awareness, because we believe that some of the fatalities could have been avoided in terms of people not acting correctly or according to the weather condition. We advise people not to drive or try to cross swollen streams and rivers, because that has also cost lives in the past.
Okay, regarding then the relief issues, I mean, we certainly picked up the issues of continuous flooding still in the Margate region. I mean, where are we with that? Has the rains at any level subsided? And then the relief being provided, is it adequate? Does more need to be stepped up?
Yeah, well, the rain, because yesterday we were on alert level 5 Margate or South Coast areas, including Echewini Metro. But in the early hours, the rain subsided, and then our teams continued with the assessment. But we are expecting quite an amount of rains throughout the week up until the weekend. Mm. But we are also, as a department, we get information from the South African Weather Services, which work with us very close in terms of issuing those alerts earlier on, so that we give people enough time to prepare and relocate should there be a need to do that. what we are calling them also to adhere to any warnings that we are issuing out. But today they were able to continue with assessment, and then as they approaching the end of the day, they will be able to furnish us with maybe the exact number of households that have been affected, as well as businesses, and maybe later on the amount that will be needed. But MEC for COGTA, Bongiwe Sithole Moloi, has also approached the National Disaster Management Center also to submit this kind of devastation, so that we try and mobilize the resources and the funding that will be required to repair particularly the critical public infrastructure such as roads, bridges and water infrastructure that has been damaged.
And besides, and lastly, besides, maybe the support from COGTA's point of view, is there a need for others, NGOs, relief organizations to come and assist, or has that been adequately covered?
Yeah, well, I must firstly start by saying that we do appreciate the kind of support that we've been receiving from our social partners. These are non-governmental organizations that they voluntarily come and assist us in terms of providing disaster relief to families in distress, and also continue with the search and rescue in cases where people gone missing. We've had a lot of their support, and we've managed to save many lives and rescue so many people, and also try to find those that are missing to help the families to find closure. So we really appreciate them, and then we also encourage those that want to come forward and assist. They are free to do so. They can contact any disaster management center in the municipality where all of our disaster centers
Okay.
operate and offer the kind of support that
And
they
they would
may have.
clearly know where to get to, I'm sure of that. Thank you for your time, most appreciated. Let's hope the issues subside, and those that need help will get the help they need, and a sense of normality can then take over, notwithstanding the fact that five people have died, and that's really, really sad. Siboniso Ngada, the spokesperson for the KZN Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs.